Paul traveled to Derbe and then to Lystra. In Lystra, there was a follower of Jesus whose name was Timothy. His mother was a Jewish believer and his father a Greek. The believers in Lystra and Iconium commended him highly. Paul wanted to take him along with him on the trip. So he circumcised him because of the Jews present in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Then they traveled from town to town, delivering the decisions that the apostles and elders in Jerusalem had reached to the believers, so they would comply with them. So the believers were strengthened in the faith, and their number increased every day. Then they traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from proclaiming the message in the province of Asia. When they arrived at the borders of Mysia, they tried to head for Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul saw a vision in which there was a man from northern Greece standing and pleading with him, saying, "Come to northern Greece and help us." When Paul saw the vision, we became certain that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. Immediately, we made preparations to go to northern Greece. We set sail from Troas and headed straight to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman settlement and the most important city of that region of northern Greece, and we stayed there several days. On Saturday we went outside the city gate to the riverbank, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began speaking to the women gathered there. Among the listeners was a woman who worshipped God from the city of Thyatira. Her name was Lydia, and she was a dealer in purple fabrics. The Lord opened her heart to accept what Paul was saying. After she and her family had been immersed, she implored us, saying, "If you consider me a believer in the Messiah, then come stay in my house." And so she compelled us to go. One time we were going to the place of prayer, and a servant girl met us, one who had a spirit that enabled her to know the unseen. She was bringing in a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. This girl started to walk behind Paul and us who were with him. She was shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they are telling you about the way to salvation." She kept doing this for several days, until Paul became very annoyed, so he turned and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus the Messiah, I command you to come out of her." And it came out that very moment. When her masters saw that, they realized that their source of income was lost, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them to the authorities in the public square. They presented them to the rulers, saying, "These two men are Jews, and they have stirred up turmoil in our city. They are proclaiming customs that are not proper for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd was stirred up against them. The rulers tore the clothes off both of them and gave orders that they should be beaten with rods. They beat them with many blows, and then they threw them into prison. They ordered the jailer to strengthen the guard over them. In fulfillment of this command, he threw them into the depths of the prison and put their feet in wooden leg restraints. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and praising God with songs, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, a violent earthquake occurred and shook the foundations of the prison. Immediately, all the prison doors came open, and all the prisoners' chains came undone. The jailer got up from his sleep. When he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword to kill himself, because he assumed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted at the top of his voice, "Don't hurt yourself. We're all here." The jailer asked for some light, rushed in trembling with fear, and threw himself down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Gentlemen, what must I do to be saved?" They answered him, "Put your faith in our Lord Jesus the Messiah, and you will be saved, you and all your family." Then they proclaimed to him the good news, the message of the Messiah, to him and to all his household. He took them at that hour of the night and washed their wounds, then right afterwards, he and his family were immersed. Then he brought them into his house and offered them food. The whole family was filled with joy because they put their faith in God. When day came, the rulers sent some guards to the jailer, saying, "Release those two men." So the jailer reported this to Paul, saying, "The rulers have ordered the release of both of you. Come out now, and go in peace." But Paul said to the guards, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we have Roman citizenship, and threw us in prison. And now they want to get rid of us secretly. No. Instead, let them come themselves and see us off." The guards reported this to the rulers. When they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were afraid. So they came and apologized to them. They brought them out of prison and asked them to depart from the city. When Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to the home of Lydia, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left town.